button.
I want, cries are heard throughout the stores by young children. Then they get a little bit older in school, and then it's, I want this, I want that, because everyone else has it. They want the newest, latest gadgets. Then as adults, we grow up and we're not as verbal about it, but instead we just start getting jealous because somebody else has a nicer home, a nicer car, a better spouse who does more work, or any myriad of things. That is to covet, to long for something else that belongs to somebody else that we don't have. And it usually means to covet other one's material possessions. However, when I was baking a dessert for something the other day, my mind wandered off to thinking about how I wished and I longed that I could bake meals for funeral dinners, and how I could fix cookies or pies for a new neighbor or people who are visitors to church. And my mind just kept going and going, and all these things that are very hard for me to do, they don't come natural at all. And then I caught myself and I said, oh my, I'm coveting other people's giftings. So you can covet somebody else's gifts. Instead, I had to change my focus from what I couldn't do and I admired in others to what I could do. What comes naturally for me? What gifting has God called me to do? And I need to focus on what that is and embrace my own gift, for we're all unique and He has a plan for each one of us. So I ask that you embrace your gift today and that you challenge yourself to find something you do with ease so that you know what your gift is. God bless.